Welcome to the special edition of the 5 to 6 p.m. on the CLTV Radio Network, a presentation of Maureen Wanzi-Wilai and Larissa Engana, our top stories.
Un seul titre à la une du 17-18, le président de la République, Paul Biya, est de retour. Le chef de l'État a regagné Yaoundé cet après-midi en compagnie de la première dame, Madame Chantal Biya, à l'issue d'un séjour en Europe. Retour sur l'arrivée et l'accueil du couple présidentiel à l'aéroport international de Yaoundé, Simalène, dans quelques instants. Réaction à suivre également de la classe politique, des populations et de la diaspora dans ce journal.
The head of state, President Paul Biya, and wife, Madame Chantal Biya, has returned to Cameroon after a private sojourn in Europe. President Paul Biya was received a few minutes ago at the Yaoundé Simalène International Airport by a host of cabinet members at the head of the Minister of State Secretary General at the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo.
Le 17-18, c'est 60 minutes de nouvelles et d'actu prospective sur les grands moments de la nation. Le focus du jour, le sport, l'actu internationale, le grand reportage, l'interview et l'invité du 17-18 pour vous informer en direct du poste national de la CRTV.
Merci d'être aussi nombreux à l'écoute de cette édition d'information bilingue sur le poste national. Le 17-18 décalé d'une heure est produit en format réduit. Nous vous proposons un point de l'actualité en 40 minutes. Et le fait du jour, Maureen, et bien sûr le retour, il y a tout juste une heure, du chef de l'État en terre camerounaise.
Yes, Larissa, within the last month in Cameroon, speculations went wild on the state of the head of state, with some going as far as proclaiming that he has passed. Tewi Lambif, in the following editorial, draws some lessons from a situation that almost went out of hand.
There is no gainsaying that the presidency in any republic is a highly coveted office and the most important in the life of any country. The president, therefore, because of the pivotal role he plays in the lives of the citizens, justifies the interest in whatever he says or do not say, what he does or do not do, and what happens to him wherever he is. The president's well-being is justifiably a matter of public interest and concern to his people. It is not the first time in Cameroon that the president's absence from the country has raised a lot of dust in controversy. However, this time, the utterances were so hyped to a different level, so much so that they bordered on socio-political recuperation and opportunism with manifest bad faith. Syllogistically, all human beings are mortals. President Paul Biya is a human being, therefore he is a mortal. But whenever and wherever this happens to him, it's a matter for him and his God. But announcing his death as a political trophy smacks of being in a political wilderness in want of strategies. Now that the president is back and everybody saw him live on national television, what would the prophets of doom, who had predicted, or shall I say, who had wished him death, what would they now see? The first lesson to learn is that since wishes are not horses, not everybody can ride them. Proclaiming the president's death cannot kill him. And that it is immortal, and that it is immoral to wish anybody bad death or bad health, because at the age of the president at the moment, an age that many of those who evoked the worst for him might not even reach, it is a natural and normal phenomenon to have health concerns. Another lesson is that the noise about the president's ill health or death has done more harm to Cameroon, driving away potential investors. This is going to have an adverse effect on all Cameroonians, whether they are supporters of the president or not. It is therefore imperative to quickly put this unfortunate and untimely distraction behind and look forward to the urgent national, socioeconomic, security and political challenges in Cameroon, because the president's self-return is neither a victory for some and a defeat for others.
Tewi Lambif, editorialist and technical advisor number 4 to the general manager of the CLTV.
Le couple présidentiel a regagné Yaoundé tout à l'heure en provenance d'Europe. Le président de la République, Paul Biya, et son épouse ont été accueillis à l'aéroport international de Yaoundé, Simalène, par le ministre d'État, secrétaire général de la présidence de la République, Ferdinand Ngongo, et le directeur adjoint du cabinet civil de la présidence de la République, Oswald Baboké, ainsi que de nombreuses populations. Le reportage de Dieudonné Omba. Dieudonné Omba, bonsoir.
Oui, bonsoir Larissa. Trêve de supputation et stop aux rumeurs ce lundi 21 octobre 2024. Le président Paul Biya, dont on a annoncé les plus mauvaises nouvelles, a foulé le sol du Cameroun ce lundi 21 octobre 2024. Le chef de l'État, de retour à Yaoundé, qui sort d'un séjour privé en Europe après un voyage en Chine, et en compagnie de la première dame camerounaise, Madame Chantal Biya. Il était 16h37 lorsque l'avion de marque Boeing 767 ayant rassemblé le couple présidentiel atterrit à Simalène. Et c'était déjà la fête à l'aéroport international de Simalène, où de nombreuses populations, notamment les militants des sections RDPC d'Union Esso et de la Mofouya Famba, on pouvait donc entendre chanter Paul Biya, notre président, père de la nation. Paul Biya toujours vivant. Des chants, mais également des danses, avec en première ligne les groupes de danse se servant de leur voix, bien sûr, de leurs mains, mais également de leur tam-tam et tambour. Au bas de la passerelle pour l'accueil, le ministre d'État, secrétaire général de la présidence de la République, Ferdinand Ngongo, et le directeur adjoint du cabinet civil de la présidence de la République, Oswald Baboké, qui vont saluer le chef de l'État et son épouse après quelques manœuvres sur la piste, manœuvres de l'avion qui prendront fin devant la loge présidentielle. Après l'accueil, le président Paul Biya et son épouse prendront le chemin du palais de l'unité sous les clameurs et les ovations des populations massées à Simalène et le long du parcours. Le président de la République et son épouse regrettent ainsi la capitale camerounaise après que les rumeurs et autres fausses informations ont circulé sur la santé et la vie du chef de l'État, le disant passer de vie à trépas. On se rappelle qu'en 2004, les mêmes mauvaises langues avaient annoncé les nouvelles identiques au sujet du président Paul Biya. Et à son retour, le chef de l'État leur avait alors donné rendez-vous dans une vingtaine d'années. En 2024, bis repetita, le chef de l'État, de retour à Yaoundé après les mêmes rumeurs, comme en 2004, Paul Biya dit à ceux qui s'intéressent à ses funérailles d'attendre encore, car il est toujours vivant. Après un accueil chaleureux à l'aéroport international de Yaoundé-Simalène et un parcours fait d'ovations, Paul et Chantal Biya atteignent le palais de l'unité ce lundi à 17h54 devant les populations en liesse. Ici le palais de l'unité, Dieudonné Omba, CRTV.
President Paul Biya has returned to the country after a stay in Europe. The aircraft on board presidential couple touched down at 4:40 p.m. today at the Yaoundé-Simalène International Airport. President Paul Biya was welcomed by the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo. Our Chief International Correspondent Charles Ebune joins us live from the Unity Palace with details where the President just arrived.
Good evening, Maureen Wanzi, and a warm welcome to the Unity Palace. Just a 6-hour flight, enough to dismiss the plus a month-old gossips on the earthly living existence of President Paul Biya with a myriad of constitutional versions, understandably so, because the people were restless about the well-being of their head of state, they elected into office roughly 7 years ago. Just a 6-hour aircraft journey from the Swiss city of Geneva to Yaoundé for Paul Biya, accompanied by his wife Chantal Biya and few officials of the Presidency of the Republic, including the Minister, Director of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, Samuel Mvondo Ayolo, to end the post.
Charles Ebune will be trying to get in touch with Charles Ebune shortly in the course of this 5 to 6 p.m.
Le temps pour nous, Maureen, de retrouver en ligne de certaines imperfections de la ville de Yaoundé, nos reporters qui ont vécu la ferveur populaire qui a accompagné le retour du président de la République, Paul Biya, et de son épouse, Madame Chantal Biya. Samuel Billon, vous êtes en ligne. Bon après-midi.
Bonsoir Larissa, nous sommes toujours dans l'effervescence de l'accueil triomphal, accueil des grands jours, mobilisation exceptionnelle des populations de la ville de Yaoundé, de tout le Cameroun, pour attendre le président de la République, son excellence Paul Biya. Et après cette liesse, donc, qui ne retombe toujours pas, la ville de Yaoundé se prépare à vivre un autre grand moment en cette fin de journée, début de soirée, le défilé des transporteurs des secteurs des différents bus, minibus, taxis de ville et surtout les mototaxis mobilisés par centaines, plusieurs centaines, je voudrais dire aux...
Well, Samuel Billon will be hooking up with you shortly. You are with Ben Collins, who will be having updates in a few minutes. Samuel Billon, is he there? No, okay. We'll be having Samuel Billon in the course of the 5 to 6 p.m. Meanwhile, over 2,000 actors in the country's transport sector have mobilized to welcome President Paul Biya upon his arrival at the Yaoundé Simalén Airport. Their messages are on banners, billboards, and T-shirts on peace and unity in Cameroon, as well as calls to rally behind President Paul Biya. Details with Vanessa Wunangsnamong.
Solidarité, à jamais solidarité, la lumière fait la force.
A special mobilization to welcome an outstanding person is the action taken by the over 200 presidents of transporters trade unions from the 10 regions of Cameroon to gladly receive the President of the Republic. Thomas Tabinjang came in from Manyemen in the southwest region.
We have come together to give a hearty welcome to our president. We all know what the stories have been, so we are very happy that he's coming back on his feet. A lot of people drop some speculation that he's no more living, yet God has made him to live, and we have to see him. So we are very happy. That's why we've come in our numbers too.
Over 200 bikes from the 7 subdivisions that make up the Mfundi division and 10 70-seater buses will serve for the parade that will usher in a healthy, strong and kicking head of state. Grouped under the Association of Transporters for Peace, Security and Development, best known by its French acronym ADEPA, the transporters have also printed the head of state's pictures, 500 T-shirts, banners and billboards bearing messages of peace and unity in Cameroon, such as welcome to His Excellency President Paul Biya. Cameroon is one and indivisible. Let's all rally behind Paul Biya to foster the development of our dear country.
And Cameroonians abroad are reacting with joy and relief as the head of state returns to the country. Rita Yoisembom compiled their reactions in the following report.
From London to Quebec and even in communities across Asia, Cameroonians abroad are sharing their reactions to the president's return. Many describe the news as a welcome relief after weeks of rumors and uncertainty.
My name is Ngong Jones, and I am a Cameroonian currently living in the UK. It is indeed encouraging news to hear that the president is returning to the country. His arrival will put an end to the widespread speculations and rumors. It's a positive step towards restoring confidence.
Others in the diaspora have echoed this sentiment, stressing the importance of having strong and visible leadership, especially during times of uncertainty.
Valentine Bambot, I am a Cameroonian currently based in Suncheon City, South Korea. A few weeks back, I got a call from a friend here in Korea asking me if I've heard the news that the president of the Republic of Cameroon is no more. I told him I've not heard any reports. I am relieved. This is not the first time we are getting such rumors about the president passing on. These days, we cannot trust news that is circulating on social media. We need to hear from the right sources.
For many, the president's return symbolizes stability and continuity at a time when rumors had fueled concerns about the future.
Mokineville Lenyoy, a Cameroonian living in Quebec City, Canada. We had actually seen all kinds of news circulating on social media. It's actually good to know that he's back, and he's the father of the nation, and Cameroonians had been missing their president, and I believe it's him coming back will shun different all the sorts of news that had been circulating. We wish the president well.
As the president's return is being welcomed not only by those at home but also by Cameroonians in the diaspora who have long awaited this reassurance, many hope that the government takes this opportunity to address the public and be more transparent moving forward.
Réaction à l'instant de Issa Chiroma Bakari. Le président du FSNC, ministre de l'Emploi et de la Formation professionnelle, salue le retour au pays du président de la République. Il estime que c'est un grand jour, un cinglant désaveu pour les ennemis du Cameroun. Je vous propose de l'écouter. Il est au micro de Sardi Lawan.
C'est un grand jour qui se lève et qui du coup balaye les nuages d'intoxication, de désinformation répandus par les délateurs, des bonimenteurs, dont l'objet est de faire peur aux Camerounais. Je n'ai jamais douté un seul instant, et comme je l'ai toujours dit, que le président Biya c'est la volonté de Dieu. Et aussi longtemps que tel sera le cas, ses adversaires politiques perdent leur temps, parce que le temps de Dieu n'est pas leur temps. Et le temps de Dieu n'est pas encore arrivé. Moi, en tant que son partenaire, en tant que son pilier de soutenement, en tant que membre de son gouvernement, je ne peux que m'en réjouir et dire aux Camerounais qui continuent à le soutenir par le plébiscite au quotidien qu'il lui accorde que les Camerounais restent mobilisés pour soutenir le président dans sa mission que l'Éternel, à travers le peuple, lui a confiée.
Heureux, serein, rassuré et engagé, plus que jamais à soutenir le président de la République, Paul Biya. Des expressions utilisées par des Camerounais du nord au sud et de l'est à l'ouest. Réaction à chaud captée par Sylvain Yangman.
Dimbele Jean-Marie Sodea, maire de la ville de Bertois. Nous sommes très heureux du retour du chef de l'État, son essence Paul Biya. Nous étions sereins quant à son état de santé. Le chef de l'État est un béni de Dieu qui a la grâce d'avoir cette force pour diriger notre pays, le Cameroun. Les populations de la ville de Bertois remercient le Dieu Tout-Puissant d'avoir donné tant de grâces au chef de l'État pour lui permettre de poursuivre son œuvre.
Oumarou Hamaselvé, militant des premières heures du Rassemblement démocratique du peuple camerounais et grand conseiller à la communauté urbaine de Garoua. Une forte mobilisation qui indique que le chef de l'État est bel et bien le maître et je dirais le pilote de notre chère nation, le Cameroun. Je pense que des supputations devraient s'arrêter naturellement. Voilà, il est rentré en communion avec le peuple, c'est un bon test de popularité et un grand test de popularité, je dirais.
Simon-Pierre Guibin, président du bureau de la section RDPC de la Lékié Est à Obala et maire de la commune d'Obala. Ce jour est un jour spécial pour les populations d'Obala qui se sont mobilisées comme un seul homme pour venir accueillir le président Paul Biya qui est de retour. Elles sont venues lui dire bon retour à la maison, monsieur le président, et lui apporter tout le soutien du département de la Lékié pour que le président poursuive son œuvre à la tête de l'État.
Most inhabitants of Douala celebrate the return of the head of state, saying that this should be a warning sign and an eye-opener for Cameroonians not to fall in the trap of fake news set up by people of ill faith. Rosalind Foster compiled the reactions of some political figures in the following report.
20 years after he gave a rendezvous to all who wish him dead, rumors once again trended on social media, spreading another fake news of his death. In Douala, inhabitants, however, remain calm and serene while waiting for the return of the head of state, Paul Biya. And here we are today, to some political figures like the second deputy mayor of Douala too, Prince Zakari Yao Husseini, this calls for celebration.
I'm very happy to know that the head of state is back, so I call the young Cameroonian to celebrate the comeback of our father, our president.
The head of state's return is an opportunity to call on the population to trust information from authorities and restrain from fake news on social media. Valente Popa is mayor of Douala 3.
All those who read about it in the TIC have to know that there is fake news. And then have to be very careful when we have the communication coming from the state. We have to give credit to those who are in charge to give the real information.
As many welcome the president back home, they say peace and love should keep reigning in the hearts of Cameroonians. Honorable David Manfo.
It's a key feature for all of us. Let's love people and God will love us. Don't leave to the president. Don't leave to all of us. Let us love our country, the Cameroon.
President Paul Biya is back home a few days to the 42nd anniversary of his accession to power. Roselyne Fossa, CRTV News, Douala.
Et des millions de compatriotes étaient devant le petit écran à travers le monde pour vivre le retour au Cameroun du président de la République, Paul Biya. Voici leur réaction, compilée par Clarisse Ndjanga.
Je suis Christelle Dongo, président de la section RDPC France Nord. C'est avec une joie non dissimulée que nous célébrons aujourd'hui le retour triomphal de notre grand camarade, de son Excellence Paul Biya, président de la République, chef de l'État, président national du RDPC. Oui, le grand camarade est de retour. Il est de retour en vie. Que n'a-t-on pas dit? Nous avons tout entendu.
Charles-Aimé Kanga, Camerounais et agent du greffe à la Cour fédérale du Canada. Le retour du président ce jour est une espèce de soulagement pour tous les Camerounais et particulièrement nous qui représentons la diaspora positive canadienne. Il y a eu beaucoup de supputations, mais finalement notre sphinx est de retour et il vient ainsi apaiser le cœur de ses enfants et éteindre toutes les rumeurs qui couraient sur son état de santé et une prétendue mort.
Pauline, je réside à Toronto au Canada et je suis très contente du retour de mon président. Tout ça, c'est pour l'intérêt de notre pays. Si nous devons changer notre pays, c'est avec les vivants.
Guy Andela, le président de la section RDPC du Benelux. Notre diaspora positive, constructive, évolutive, je fais partie de cette diaspora-là. Donc pour vous dire que moi, personnellement, je suis un convaincu. Je n'ai jamais douté un seul instant. Et avec toute la diaspora du Benelux, longue vie à son Excellence Paul Biya et vive le Cameroun. Bon retour, son Excellence.
President Paul Biya returns to the country amid a storm of baseless rumors about his health. The government debunked the stories through press statements, and the arrival of the head of state puts the matter to rest. In the commentary that follows, Winston Lebga examines some of the rumors and the reaction of the Cameroonian authorities.
As it was in 2004, is now, as rumors swirl over President Biya's health and death, this time, the stories cast a stare on October the 8th, with the speculation becoming a hot topic across Cameroon, Africa, and beyond. A TV channel connected with the separatist movement in Cameroon broadcast a story announcing that the country's president, Paul Biya, had died. It was widely reported on social networks, garnering significant attention, triggering widespread anxiety and confusion. In reaction to that broadcast, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Pham Dongo, who is also the Communication Secretary of the ruling CPDM party, issued a statement on social media. He declared that the news is unfounded, calling it a phantasmagorical stratagem which must not shake the political maturity, lucidity and patriotism of all Cameroonians. On his part, the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, the spokesperson of the government, asked the national and international community not to fall for such fake news. His October 8 press statement asked the Cameroonian citizens and the country's international partners not to be distracted by the misinformation and destabilization attempts orchestrated by certain groups. Rumors also had it that President Biya had been hospitalized in France, but the story was dismissed as fake by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekoumou. In an interview with the French-language Pan-African weekly news magazine, Jeune Afrique, Ambassador André Magnus Ekoumou said President Biya had never been hospitalized in Paris or anywhere else, as it was reported by the grapevine, and that he was in Geneva, Switzerland, and in good health. In 2004, it was rumored that Paul Biya had died while on a brief stay abroad. Upon his return to the country on June 9, 2004, he described the rumor as a bad joke, saying those who wish for his death should wait for the next 20 years. His return demolished the rumor, and now, just like 20 years ago, Paul Biya's return to Cameroon shatters the rumors about his death and lays the matter to rest.
Accueillons à présent Madeleine Sopikoto dans ce studio pour les premières leçons de ce retour du chef de l'État à la maison. Madeleine Sopikoto, bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Larissa.
Vous êtes éditorialiste, directeur central du pôle radio de la CIRTV et vous venez de suivre de très près toute cette actualité relative au retour du président Paul Biya et de son épouse au Cameroun il y a quelques instants. Quelles leçons faut-il en tirer ?
Mais écoutez, Larissa, c'est d'abord une leçon de vie à ceux qui, pour des raisons que l'histoire nous dévoilera certainement un jour, ont cru devoir enterrer un homme visiblement en bonne santé et en pleine possession de ses moyens. Vous le savez sans doute mieux que moi, une leçon de vie, c'est quand la vie vous fait asseoir de force, elle vous fait ouvrir bien grand vos oreilles et vos yeux et vous oblige à prendre des notes avec votre propre sueur pour avoir la certitude que jamais, mais alors jamais, vous n'oublierez la leçon. C'est le premier message subliminal que ce retour majestueux, la légendaire modestie du président Paul Biya, dut-elle en souffrir, suggère à tous ce que les oreilles, même les plus bouchées, des artisans et des colporteurs des nouvelles non fondées qui ont légitimement inquiété les Camerounais et inondé et empoisonné quasiment les réseaux sociaux, ont en effet bien été obligés d'entendre ce 21 octobre 2024 à l'aéroport international de Yaoundé-Simalène et sur l'itinéraire qui mène au palais de l'unité, c'est bel et bien cette douce clameur, la clameur d'un peuple particulièrement heureux de revoir son chef et bien déterminé à le faire savoir. Ce que les yeux de ces personnes, auteurs de funestes projets, ont forcément été obligés de voir ce lundi à Yaoundé, la capitale camerounaise, c'est M. Paul Biya, président de la République du Cameroun et chef de l'État, aussi vivant que vous et moi, Larissa, certainement plus en forme que lors de son départ en Chine il y a quelques semaines, un chef d'État de retour au bercail, après une mission officielle en Chine et après un séjour privé en Europe, un Paul Biya, toujours aussi droit dans ses bottes, revêtu de ses attributs et de toute la solennité des fonctions qu'il incarne, échangeant avec l'un de ses plus proches collaborateurs, le ministre d'État, ministre secrétaire général à la présidence de la République, et juste derrière, comme à son habitude, la première dame du Cameroun, Madame Chantal Biya. Et cette image-là, même les personnes atteintes de cécité volontaire l'ont bien vue ce lundi, nul doute qu'elles ont pris des notes. Leçon de vie donc, oui, mais leçon d'amour et de bonheur aussi. Servie par cette foule luxuriante, enluminée et cosmopolite, aperçue autant en Simalène que le long du parcours présidentiel, mobilisée de manière spontanée pour souligner ce lien devenu exceptionnel au fil des ans. Un peu comme pour passer cet autre message subliminal au reste du monde, à savoir que Paul Biya, ce président-là, ce patriarche, c'est celui que les Camerounais, dans leur immense majorité, ont choisi par la voie des urnes et que c'est toujours lui qui préside aux destinées de la nation.
Alors certains ont parlé d'un retour précipité, justifié par la peur d'être frappé par un article de la Constitution qui constaterait la vacance du pouvoir après un certain nombre de jours. Quel crédit faut-il accorder à cette thèse, Madeleine Sopikoto?
Aucun crédit, Larissa, aucun crédit. Et ce pour trois raisons au moins. D'abord, parce que le président Paul Biya, fort de son expérience et de sa très haute maîtrise des fonctions de chef d'État, n'a besoin d'aucune pression pour remplir ses missions. En tout cas, en 4 décennies de magistère, cela ne s'est jamais produit, malgré l'agitation de quelques acteurs politiques en mal de visibilité. Ensuite, parce qu'aucun article de la loi fondamentale, et soulignons-le bien, aucun article de la loi fondamentale ne soutient cette thèse, la thèse d'une vacance de pouvoir après 45 jours passés à l'étranger. Aucun crédit enfant parce que le président Paul Biya est un être humain, un travailleur qui a droit au congé annuel comme vous et moi, et qui est donc libre de le passer là où il le souhaite, bien que, ici encore, on soit bien obligé de le souligner pour le regretter, Larissa, certains Camerounais prenant certainement des vessies pour des lanternes, s'arrogent le droit de lui interdire droit de cité dans certaines parties du monde. Une véritable hérésie.
Madeleine Sopikoto, éditorialiste, directeur central du Pôle Radio. Avant de nous séparer, la réclame du ministre des Finances au regard du fort engouement observé ces derniers jours dans la souscription des déclarations porte à la connaissance des contribuables non professionnels soumis à la déclaration annuelle de l'impôt sur le revenu des personnes physiques, que le délai irrelatif est prorogé au 1er décembre 2024. Aussi, le ministre des Finances félicite-t-il ceux des nombreux contribuables qui, à date, se sont conformés spontanément à cette obligation fiscale. Le ministre des Finances précise en outre que le non-respect de cette obligation déclarative ouvre droit à l'application de sanctions prévues par le livre des procédures fiscales. Afin de faciliter les déclarations des contribuables concernés, des équipes de veille ont été mises en place dans leur centre des impôts de rattachement et au sein de la Direction générale des impôts, ainsi qu'un dispositif d'assistance en ligne, notamment un centre d'appel téléphonique numéro vert gratuit 8200, une plateforme électronique d'assistance helpdesk accessible sur la page d'accueil du site de la Direction générale des impôts, www.support.harmonie2.cm, un numéro de messagerie 691-881-881 pour les contribuables résidents à l'étranger. Le ministre des Finances compte sur le civisme fiscal de tous. Louis-Paul Motazeux, le ministre des Finances, qui informe par ailleurs les contribuables personnes morales et constructions juridiques qu'une campagne de sensibilisation sur les obligations fiscales en matière de transparence des bénéficiaires effectifs est organisée à leur intention du 7 au 29 octobre 2024 sur toute l'étendue du territoire. Ces obligations consacrées par la loi de finances de l'exercice 2023 et les textes d'application subséquents s'inscrivent dans le cadre de la lutte contre l'évasion fiscale et le blanchiment des capitaux. Une plateforme informatique a été mise en place par la Direction générale des impôts pour permettre aux entités concernées de s'acquitter de ces obligations déclaratives. Le ministre des Finances invite enfin les contribuables, personnes morales et constructions juridiques à assister massivement au séminaire de formation prévu à cet effet afin de tirer pleinement profit de cette campagne de vulgarisation. Le ministre des Finances compte sur la participation de tous. 18h39, vous écoutez le journal bilingue sur le poste national. Maureen, reparlons du fait du jour, le retour du président de la République et de son épouse, Madame Chantal Biya, en terre camerounaise.
And Larissa, Charles Ebounet, just joining us in the studio. You say the aircraft on board the presidential couple touched down at exactly 4:40 p.m. today at the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport, and President Paul Biya was welcomed by the Minister of State Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Ngongo.
Absolutely. Just a 6 hours flight, enough to dismiss the plus a month gossips or the earthly existence of President Paul Biya with a myriad of constitutional versions. Understandably so, because the population was less read about the health of their president, whom they elected almost 7 years ago. Just a 6 hours aircraft journey from the Swiss city of Geneva to Yaoundé for President Paul Biya, accompanied by his wife, Chantal Biya, and some officials of the Presidency of the Republic, including the Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondoyolo, to end the possibilities about his whereabouts, as it was some 20 years ago, the case. The special plane on board the presidential couple touched down the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport today, October 21, 2024, at about 4:40 p.m. Temperatures averaged roughly 25 degrees Celsius, no rain, no sun, just enough humid atmosphere to welcome President Paul Biya in Yaoundé. And with a visage of glee, Paul Biya is welcomed by a warmed-up population eager to see their president, a time for a perfect communion between the people and their leader in the best of symphony. The symphony is translated by the mobilized dance groups assembled at the airport reception party, singing and waving the name of their champion, Paul Biya, to the top of their potential, the best they can offer for the moment. The thousands gathered here as surrogates of the Biya's support system, mostly members and fans of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, noticed through their party outfits attired with the effigy of the head of state, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The security cloak is that of the presidential guard at the front line alongside the police and the national gendarmerie to enable some airport civilities. The protocol for the civilities obeys an established pattern, including the presence of the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo, who welcomes President Paul Biya at the foot of the plane. He is assisted, amongst other personalities at the airport, by the Deputy Director of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, Minister Osvald Babuke. About 30 minutes, enough for Paul Biya to wave the excited crowd before he takes off for the Unity Palace. The presidential motorcade is greeted along the streets of Yaoundé by a set of lineup individuals assured of the return of President Paul Biya to Cameroon. At 5:54, President Paul Biya enters the Unity Palace. He's back in the country. All what you saw on social media, all what you heard on the radio, all what you watched on television, and possibly what you read in the newspapers is simply fiction, like Sense and Sensibilities by Jane Austen.
Charles Ebune, thank you very much. La fin de cette édition d'information. Principale actualité à retenir, le président de la République, Paul Biya, est de retour. Le chef de l'État a regagné Yaoundé cet après-midi en compagnie de la première dame, Madame Chantal Biya, à l'issue d'un séjour en Europe.
President Paul Biya's wife, Madame Chantal Biya, are back in the country after a sojourn abroad. The return of the head of state shatters the rumor that he had passed. In this 5 to 6 p.m., you had reactions of the arrival of the head of state, President Paul Biya.
Mesdames, Messieurs, merci de votre fidélité. Restez sur la CRTV.
Va de l'avant. national. Information en continu. Des émissions sur le vécu quotidien, 24 heures sur 24.
Cameroun, l'Afrique en miniature. Tu dis que quoi? Joanda. Je les bafoue, ça ne cherche pas le vrai de 5 ans. Tu veux les maminyanga, prends le bouillon à Douala. Banano. Si tu cherches la fille à où ça va vendre les bœufs à Maroua. Kaiwadaï. Avec la fille Bassa, tu vas caler à Ezekaï. Kobasi. Rendez-vous avec les Waka à la rue de la joie. À quoi? Pour les déchets, dans les crevettes, on dréchève la tôle brisée. Tu dis que quoi? Tu dis même que quoi? C'est un même. Claude Peute. Tu dis que quoi? Tu veux ta part? Je vois le matin gauche, mon ami Wondo. Les sons fait quoi chez moi? Massa. On va manger le hachou à Bamenda et à Bafou. À Kouéa. I like a roll. Ouattatou. Jama jama. Les lions d'or. Les bobolos. Tu dis que quoi? Ce pays ici. Le choga de la nuit. Je mange le fruit, le tarot et le coquille. Aïda, Eric Bessiki, Christian, Yamela, yeah. Maritala, San Thomas. Aïda, Bouchouan Banda, Bessiki. Tengene, Koukoudou, Tengene, Koukoudou, Tengene, Koukoudou. Binka, Binka, Kacham, Babinyansa.
De la réussite est en jeu à grands enjeux. Si vous acceptez les règles, vous prenez un risque, mais les gains peuvent dépasser vos espérances. Jouez avec 1xBet, profitez de nos avantages et de nos cotes élevées. Allez sur le site web 1xBet.cm ou à l'application. Saisissez le code promotionnel 237FM. Code promotionnel 237FM et recevez un bonus de 200% de bienvenue allant jusqu'à 130 000 francs CFA. Gardez les yeux sur le jeu avec 1xBet.
Bonus Mineral Water, une eau pure et saine pour la bonne santé de la famille. Pour une explosion des saveurs de votre choix, consommez en nouvelle génération. Bonus Energy dans toutes vos activités intenses et d'éveil prolongé. Bonus Limonade, Bonus Mixed Berry pour femmes et enfants. Bonus Cola pour vos soirées arrosées des sensations. Contact C79-08-89-97-670-81-54-20-699-45-70-43. Sur ce bonus, la solution naturelle à votre soif.
Buvez bonus, buvez la vie. Ici, l'université qui garantit un emploi avec ses trois campus offre des formations professionnelles pour les sections francophones et anglophones en HND, BTS, licence, master, tout en assurant le transport gratuit de ses étudiants. Ici, forme dans plusieurs filières, agriculture élevage, sciences et techniques biomédicales, travaux publics, photographie audiovisuelle, énergie renouvelable, communication des organisations, journalisme, industrie alimentaire, télécommunications et réseaux, génie informatique, ingénierie de la décentralisation, ingénierie pétrolière, comptabilité des entreprises, gestion et commerce vente, industrie de l'habillement, tourisme hôtellerie et restauration, capacité et licence en droit, hydraulique traitement des eaux et assainissement. À l'UCI, le transport est toujours gratuit, internet gratuit et des infrastructures à la pointe de la technologie. Rendez-vous dans les campus de Niom et Omnisport à Yaoundé. Contact 679-225-896-698-844-487. UCI, l'université d'avenir pour l'assurance, diplôme, emploi.
Music Star, Music Star 2024. Après plus de 4000 candidats inscrits à la plus grande des compétitions musicales du Cameroun, après 3 mois d'écoute et plus de 200 candidats auditionnés pour les préqualifications, Music Star vous offre le show des 15 meilleurs pour la phase des compétitions dès octobre sur CRTV et Canal 2. Face à Kossi, Sandrine Nanga et Coco Argenté, nos futurs stars font leur show. Music Star, que le show commence. Musique. Chaque jour, nous préparons votre voyage avec passion. De l'accueil à l'arrivée, Global Voyage transforme votre trajet en une expérience unique. À bord de nos bus modernes, le confort est roi et la sécurité une priorité. Chaque kilomètre est une aventure, chaque trajet une histoire. Global Voyage. Votre sécurité, notre priorité.
Vous désirez acquérir un terrain pour votre maison de rêve? C'est le moment idéal. Du 14 octobre au 31 décembre 2024, la Maïsure vous offre une réduction exceptionnelle de 15% sur les terrains du lotissement de Ngolnget Community Land à 5 minutes de l'aéroport international de Yaoundé-Simalène. Grâce à des prix attractifs et des facilités de paiement, saisissez l'opportunité parfaite que vous offre la Maïsure pour la réalisation de vos projets immobiliers. Acquérir un lot Maïsure, c'est bénéficier d'un cadre de vie sécurisé et agréable avec des réseaux d'eau potable et d'électricité, des voies bitumées, des conseils pour votre projet immobilier et bien sûr un titre foncier garanti. 6 98 22 12 59. Maïsure, la sécurité foncière.
Avant, tu retirais 10 000 francs à 200 francs. Désormais, c'est 150 francs. Et c'est Mo. Rendez-vous au point Momo le plus proche.
Momo, c'est Mo. Tout est Mo avec Momo.
De MTN est désormais chez toi. Découvre une multitude de possibilités avec l'internet le plus rapide au Cameroun. Envoie des messages, des photos, des vidéos, regarde des films et des infos à une vitesse incroyable. Tape étoile 123, étoile 10 dièse. Alors, on fait quoi aujourd'hui?
Festival du peuple Kolwini, 5e édition. Le rendez-vous, c'est à Yokadouma, du 18 au 21 décembre 2024. Le peuple Kolwini du Cameroun, de la RCA, du Gabon, du Congo et de la Guinée équatoriale vous invite à découvrir et à célébrer ses richesses culturelles. Kolwini. Yokadouma, cité du bien-être, vous offre à cette occasion des conférences débats, des expositions ventes, des soirées de transmission des savoirs ancestraux, des spectacles live, une élection Miss Kolwini 2024. Ne manquez surtout pas cette occasion de faire de bonnes affaires en appelant au 6 94 63 25 95 ou au 6 96 11 68 35. Festival du peuple Kolwini du 18 au 21 décembre 2024 à Yokadouma. Que personne n'oublie Kolelo.
Viewpoint CRTV.
Time for Viewpoint with focus on the return of the head of state, His Excellency Paul Biya. The president's return dismisses fake news on his passing. Details with editorialist Tewi Lambif.
There is no gainsaying that the presidency in any republic is a highly coveted office and the most important in the life of any country. The president, therefore, because of the pivotal role he plays in the lives of the citizens, justifies the interest in whatever he says or do not say, what he does and do not do, and what happens to him wherever he is. The president's well-being is justifiably a matter of public interest and a concern to his people. It is not the first time in Cameroon that the president's absence from the country has raised a lot of dust in controversy. However, this time the utterances were so hyped to a different level, so much so that they bordered on socio-political recuperation and opportunism with manifest bad faith. Syllogistically, all human beings are mortals. President Paul Biya is a human being, therefore he is a mortal. But whenever or wherever this happens, it's a matter for him and his God. But announcing his death as a political trophy smacks of being in a political wilderness in want of strategies. Now that the president is back and everybody saw him live on national television, what would the prophets of doom, who had predicted, or shall I say, wished him death, what would they say now? The first lesson to learn is that since wishes are not horses, not everybody can ride them. Proclaiming the president's death cannot kill him. And that it is immoral to wish anybody bad health or death, because at the age of the president at the moment, an age that many of those who evoked the worst for him might not even reach, it is a natural and normal phenomenon to have health concerns. Another lesson is that the noise about the president's ill health or death has done more harm to Cameroon, driving away potential investors, and this is going to have adverse effects on all Cameroonians, whether they are supporters of the president or not. It is therefore imperative to quickly put this unfortunate and untimely distraction behind and look forward to the urgent national socioeconomic security and political challenges in Cameroon, because the president's self-return is neither a victory for some nor a defeat for others.
Terry Lambeef, editorialist and technical advisor number 4 to the Director General of the CRTV. The 7 p.m. newscast in the English language is next.
Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news. A presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbol. On to this lone headline, President Paul Biya is back in the country after a fruitful diplomatic and private stay abroad. The head of state in the company of his wife, Chantal, were given a hero's welcome at the Simalenge International Airport upon arrival this evening. Amongst the top government officials to receive the President of the Republic was the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gonko. Those were our lead stories, and now the news in greater detail. President Paul Biya has returned to the country after his stay in Europe. His aircraft carrying both him and the First Lady touched down at 4:40 p.m. today at the Yaoundé Simalenge International Airport. Upon his arrival, the president was warmly received by top government officials, including the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gonko, Charles Ebune, Joyce Sweet. The report from the Unity Palace details.
Just a 6 hours flight, enough to dismiss the plus a month gossips or the earthly existence of President Paul Biya with a myriad of constitutional versions, understandably so, because the population was less read about the health of their president, whom they elected almost 7 years ago. Just a 6 hours aircraft journey from the Swiss city of Geneva to Yaoundé for President Paul Biya, accompanied by his wife, Chantal Biya, and some officials of the Presidency of the Republic, including the Director of the Civil Cabinet, Samuel Vondwayolo, to end the possibilities about his whereabouts as it was some 20 years ago, the case. The special plane on board the presidential couple touched down the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport today, and with a visage of glee, Paul Biya is welcomed by a warmed-up population eager to see their president, a time for a perfect communion between the people and their leader in the best of symphony. The symphony is translated by the mobilized dance groups assembled at the airport reception party, singing and waving the name of their champion, Paul Biya, to the top of their potential, the best they can offer for the moment. The thousands gathered here as surrogates of the Biya support system, mostly members and fans of the governing Cameroon's People Democratic Movement, noticed through their party outfits attired with the effigy of the head of state, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. The security cloak is that of the presidential guard at the front line alongside the police and the national gendarmerie to enable some airport civilities. The protocol for the civilities obeys an established pattern, including the presence of the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency of the Republic, Ferdinand Gongo, who welcomes President Paul Biya at the foot of the plane. He is assisted, amongst other personalities at the airport, by the Deputy Director of the Civil Cabinet of the Presidency of the Republic, Minister Osvald Babuke. About 30 minutes, enough for Paul Biya to wave the excited crowd before he takes off for the Unity Palace. The presidential motorcade is greeted along the streets of Yaoundé by a set of lineup individuals assured of the return of President Paul Biya to Cameroon. At 5:54, President Paul Biya enters the Unity Palace. He's back in the country. All what you saw on social media, all what you heard on the radio, all what you watched on television, and possibly what you read in the newspapers is simply fiction, like Sense and Sensibilities by Jane Austen.
Over 2,000 actors in the country's transport sector mobilized to welcome President Paul Biya upon his arrival at the Yaoundé Simalén International Airport. Their messages on banners, billboards and t-shirts on peace and unity in Cameroon, as well as calls to rally behind Paul Biya. Details with Vanessa Wutnang Sinamon.
Solidarité, à jamais solidarité, car l'union fait la force.
A special mobilization to welcome an outstanding person is the action taken by the over 200 presidents of transporters' trade unions from the 10 regions of Cameroon to gladly receive the President of the Republic. Thomas Tabinjang came in from Manyemen in the southwest region.
We have come together to give a hearty welcome to our president. We all know what the stories have been, so we are very happy that he's coming back on his feet. A lot of people, lots of speculation that he's no more living, yet God has made him to live, and we have to see him. So we are very happy. That's why we've come in our numbers too.
Over 200 bikes from the 7 subdivisions that make up the Mfundi division and 10 70-seater buses will serve for the parade that will usher in a healthy, strong and kicking head of state. Grouped under the Association of Transporters for Peace, Security and Development, best known by its French acronym ADEPA, the transporters have also printed the head of state's pictures, 500 t-shirts, banners and billboards bearing messages of peace and unity in Cameroon, such as welcome to His Excellency President Paul Biya. Cameroon is one and indivisible. Let's all rally behind Paul Biya to foster the development of our dear country.
Vanessa Woodnang Sinamon. Shortly after the arrival of the head of state in Cameroon, the different transporters' trade unions embarked on a parade around some streets of the nation's capital city to say welcome back home, Mr. President. Ben Collins Nyeberwo is online with details. Hello, Ben Collins. Where is the caravan now? We shall be coming back to that report by Ben Collins on the caravan that is parading the nation's capital city to say welcome back home to the President of the Republic. In the meantime, some political actors in Cameroon have been rejoicing that the return of the head of state, President Paul Biya, to the country will put an end to baseless rumors that have been circulating. They hold that more than ever before, Cameroonians have to rally behind their leader and make their own contributions towards the implementation of his development program for the country. Their views have been compiled in the following report by senior reporter Julius Teke.
There is general unanimity across Cameroon's political class that stable institutions and the well-being of the one who incarnates these institutions are vital for peace, stability, and the development of the nation. Going by the national chairman of the United Democratic Party, UDP, Bochum Ehash Lawanbako, all Cameroonians must always think positively of their God-given leader.
You must have to think positively about your president, who is your security, who is the guide to keep your country in peace. All of us, the colonial, doing our normal duties because nothing is wrong with our head of state. Welcome, Mr. President. Welcome back.
Good enough. President Paul Biya enjoys the support of a vast majority of Cameroonians who are no doubt giving a deaf ear to these baseless allegations. Mr. Fru Jonathan is a senior official of the governing CBDM party.
Cameroonians in a vast majority love their president. Our people are happy to hear that President Paul Biya is coming back strong and that he has been working even out there and that he's coming back to continue his duties in the country.
Both Bochum Ehash Lawanbako and Mr. Fru Jonathan believe that every upright Cameroonian must constantly pray and beseech God to grant long life and prosperity to President Paul Biya, who has a vision of stimulating sustainable development and growth for the good of all.
Today, our wish is that President Paul Biya should continue to be healthy. We think that a vast majority of Cameroonians will continue to pray, to continue to wish that God should give President Paul Biya more years and even more wisdom.
The wish of other political actors is for Cameroon to continue to enjoy peace and social cohesion under the leadership of President Paul Biya.
Coming back to the report on the caravan shortly after the arrival of the head of state in the country, the different transporters, trade unions and bags on a parade around some streets of the nation's political capital. Ben Collins near Berua with the details.
Good evening, Elizabeth. Good evening to all the fervent listeners of the CRTV. The caravan is presently at the Chinga Junction in Yaoundé 2 subdivision. They left from Misa through a call the police to Chinga Junction, where they are now going to have a declaration. The members of these transporters trade unions are dressed in white t-shirts bearing images of the head of state and messages of peace and long life. Similar messages are also on banners that are being carried by commercial motor riders, bus, taxi drivers and others. The head of state, Paul Biya, who just returned to the country from Europe, no doubt holds this particular sector so close to his heart. And that is why the commercial motorbike riders were mentioned on a positive note in one of his traditional messages to the Cameroonian youth on the 10th of February. Any moment from now, a declaration from one of the leaders of the trade union, that's the transporters trade union, will be made out here at the Tinga Junction. All of them are visibly happy about the return of the head of state back to the country after several rumors that went on for over a month. Bad rumors that have been put to rest. And so the messengers of bad rumors, bad news, have been put to shame. And that is what some of them have been proclaiming out here. Etienne Tamba, Jacques Siriakze, Roger Kingse, Ben Collins, Nyebero, CRTV News.
President Paul Biya and his wife Chantal Biya are returning home after an intense and fruitful diplomatic sojourn, which took the presidential couple to Beijing in China and Paris in France, where President Paul Biya took part in the opening ceremony of the 2024 Olympic Games. Ayim Bile reports.
admired by the Chinese government and her Chinese counterparts for the singular role she plays in helping the poor, sick and vulnerable. Mrs. Chantal Biya was in her element as she arrived in China with her husband, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya. One of her priorities, capitalize on the strong and blossoming friendship ties between Cameroon and China, and the mutual respect and consideration between the First Lady of China, Mrs. Peng Luen Yam, and herself, which took her in the early hours of Thursday, September 5, to a meeting organized by the wife of President Xi Jinping on the sidelines of FOCAC, the 2024 summit of the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. Along with 25 other first ladies from the continent, Mrs. Chantal Biya was treated to a beautiful show of Chinese opera, where Mrs. Pan and her guest also enjoyed children singing, a visit of exhibits showcasing China's traditional culture and achievements in women's education, also spiced the thematic meeting organized by Mrs. Peng Luen Yam. In effect, the First Lady of China was joining hands with the spouses of leaders attending FOCAC to raise awareness for equal access to education and women's empowerment on the continent. First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya, who has always attached great importance to the education of girls and women, earning the title of UNESCO Goodwill Ambassador for Education and Social Inclusion, was undeniably in her sphere. With enthusiasm, the First Lady of Cameroon thus took part in the meeting, signed up to open a remarkable chapter of unity, cooperation and progress in advancing women's education, a powerful and effective means to empower women and facilitate social progress, before trying on Chinese art and culture. Another natural for Mrs. Chantal Biya, also engaged in empowering and cultivating creativity here at home in Cameroon. And in Paris, France, such issues of common interest also took center stage during a meal offered by the First Lady of France, Mrs. Brigitte Macron, in honor of Mrs. Chantal Biya and the other First Ladies present in Paris to attend the Olympics. An indefatigable championship of social causes carried out by the First Lady, who continues to be supportive of her husband as he builds fruitful, dynamic, pragmatic, and mutually beneficial cooperation for the interest of his people and Cameroon.
Ayim Bile reporting. During his private stay abroad, state and government missionary was well on calls at the behest of President Paul Biya. Political desk editor Alben Jembonde reports that the president's presence was felt despite his absence.
First of all, I would like to congratulate on behalf of the head of state to all those who have organized this wonderful event.
Since from Saturday up to Tuesday, we are seeing the big people in this Cameroon. They have really come to meet us. Long live President Paul Biya.
Either represented at his behest or under his esteemed instructions, home or abroad, state and government machinery have been in full gear, displaying President Paul Biya as a statesman who instructs, directs, and who is sensitive to happenings in Cameroon. Never has his name been so present in his absence.
It's very clear today that the head of state says what he does and does what she says. And I think that that is why the population is very happy.
The rains have been particularly heavy in his absence, leading to severe floods. Yagua and the Mayo Danai are most affected. President Paul Biya instructs the disbursement of close to 2 billion Civil francs as emergency assistance to victims. Fokwe in the Minwa Division and Masok Songlulu in the Sanaga Maritime also suffered the destruction of bridges and landslides, also get assistance. In his absence, he was present in every mine during the Cup of Cameroon final with Prime Minister Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute as his representative. The PM equally represented the President of the Republic in the Summit on Sustainable Development in Hamburg, Germany. Paul Biya's stance on current global issues were also re-echoed from the rostrum of the UN General Assembly, where he was represented by the External Relations Minister. In his capacity as the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, the 11th contingent of Cameroonian troops to MINUSCA was dispatched and the 10th welcomed back home by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of defense, Joseph Betty Asomo.
We have done our best and now we are very, very proud to come back to our country.
Even as several outlets stirred rumors and speculations over his health, President Paul Biya continued to gather support with calls on him to stand as candidate in the 2025 presidential election. He could count on the UPC party. This was the substance of the audiences accorded Honorable Bapo Lipo, senior official of the party, by the Minister of Territorial Administration and the Prime Minister Head of Government. It was thus a presidential presence in his absence that never deterred CPDM members and supporters across Cameroon who continued to believe in the good health, resilience and clairvoyance of their champion, President Paul Biya.
President Paul Biya returns to the country amid a storm of baseless rumor about his health. The government debunked the stories through press statements and the arrival of the head of state puts the matter to rest. In the commentary that follows, Winston Lebga examines some of the rumors and the reactions of the Cameroonian authorities.
As it was in 2004, is now, as rumors swirl over President Biya's health and death. This time, the stories cast a stare on October the 8th, with the speculation becoming a hot topic across Cameroon, Africa, and beyond. A TV channel connected with the separatist movement in Cameroon broadcast a story announcing that the country's president, Paul Biya, had died. It was widely reported on social networks, garnering significant attention, triggering widespread anxiety and confusion. In reaction to that broadcast, the Minister of State, Minister of Higher Education, Professor Jacques Pham Dongo, who is also the Communications Secretary of the ruling CPDM party, declared that the news is unfounded. On his part, the Minister of Communication, René Emmanuel Sadi, the spokesperson of the government, asked the national and international community not to fall for such fake news. Rumors also had it that President Biya had been hospitalized in France, but the story was dismissed as fake by Cameroon's ambassador to France, André Magnus Ekumu. In 2004, it was rumored that Paul Biya had died while on a brief stay abroad. Upon his return to the country on June 9, 2004, he described the rumor as a bad joke, saying those who wish for his death should wait for the next 20 years. His return demolished the rumor, and now, just like 20 years ago, Paul Biya's return to Cameroon shatters the rumors about his death.
Cameroon's socio-economic and political classes have reserved a special welcome to the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, and his wife, Mrs. Chantal Biya, after a private stay in Europe. The warm welcome translates the people's love and dedication to their head of state as they are reassured of his good health. Editorialist Drusilla Mokosa-Jockey says Cameroonians have expressed how they sorry missed their president.
Roads overflowing with Cameroon's political family, streets lit in party paraphernalia, road junctions reverberating to the sounds of joy and excitement as Cameroonians receive back to the country. And after a while, the head of state and president of the Republic, Paul Biya, in the company of his wife, First Lady, Mrs. Chantal Biya. His return had been dismissed and sworn as improbable by enemies of the Republic. These naysayers, both on the national scene and in the diaspora, who had served as prophets of doom, predicting the demise of a man whose vitality and longevity is the envy of continental and global figures. History will have it that on a fateful Monday, October the 21st, 2024, the President of the Republic of Cameroon, Paul Biya, who had been on a private stay abroad, returned to his capital city, Yaoundé, safe and sound. History will also note that on this same day, the streets were jam-packed with friends, sympathizers and supporters, ecstatic to wave, sing, clap and dance for the return of their president. While national media broadcasts the facts of President Paul Biya's return to Cameroon, nothing shall stop international press from commenting on this factual and obvious state of events, and the public repentance of traditional and social media quacks and charlatans who have been spreading fake news about the head of state's health situation. Yes, the Cameroonian people who turned out en masse at the different welcome points across Yaoundé to demonstrate their love, attachment and dedication to their head of state deserve open apologies for the disinformation and misinformation they were victims of in the hands of unmistakable spoilers of Cameroon's peace process. They have welcomed back a president whose return has never been this highly awaited, a wish granted this October the 21st, 2024, and forever engraved on their memories, a sure win for builders of the Republic of Cameroon who have aligned with their head of state to guarantee a democratic nation and an emerging economy.
Editorialist Drusilla Mokosa-Jockey. In the Northwest, the political class in particular and the population at large have welcomed the return of the head of state as timely, pleading with him to continuously push for actions to resolve the ongoing armed conflict. The youth on their part perceive President Paul Biya as a man whose actions, like the 3-year special plan for providing solutions to unemployment, and expect him to intensify more policies in this light. Here are reactions from Bamenda with Kilo Valerie Sala.
President Paul Biya is coming home at a time the Northwest continues to beg for peace.
He's the father of peace. He come back and bring peace and stability in the country.
A lot of people have been of the opinion that Paul Biya is a man of war. No, he's a father. And if the crisis we face in Bamenda had been a war, as people thought, it would have ended it more than 5 years ago. Because he has all the ammunition. But to prove that he's a father, he never went to that extreme. He has a place in the hearts of the people of Bamenda.
Unemployment in the region remains high, and expectations are that he would take actions to reinforce the 3-year special youth plan that has seen the provision of jobs for many.
He assigned the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education in August to come to the Northwest region and donate things to the youth. We'll continue looking for him so that he can also continue empowering these young people in our region. So we are so happy having him back.
The people of the Northwest will soon be presented with a balance sheet of President Paul Biya's tenure when a documentary on his achievement will be presented in Bamenda soon. Kilo Valerie Salas, CRTV News, Bamenda.
In more news, officials of the Ministry of Arts and Culture have disclosed that about 20,000 people are expected to watch the film Paul Biya, A Man with an Extraordinary Destiny, this Wednesday in Yaoundé, a film which they indicate is an opportunity to project and celebrate the achievements of President Paul Biya at the helm of the state. Karin Tosam reports from CRTV Center.
The projection to take place at the Yaoundé Town Hall will feature the cultural and artistic phase, and then the projection proper. The center delegate of arts and culture, Fabian Ateba Asomo, who's been on the site supervising preparations, mentions that some artists have been mobilized to ensure the success of the event.
We will have artists who will do live presentation before and after that projection of the film. And we are expecting about 20,000 people at Hotel de Ville on Wednesday from 10 a.m.
The governor of the center, Nasiri Paul Beya, is inviting the population to turn out and celebrate the leadership of President Paul Biya since his accession to power.
It's a film of how he has managed from beginning up to this point, and with a lot of tact, with a lot of dexterity, and with a lot of favor from the Almighty. I want to tell them that some of them will be ferried to Yaoundé by the local organizing committee, which has already taken the disposition.
Organizers of the event have also highlighted that 7 giant screens are envisaged, while traditional and online media organs will be present to ensure wide broadcast. Karin Tosam, CRTV News Center.
The Far North Gendarmerie Legion has seized a large quantity of Indian hemp and other mind-altering substances during an operation in Boha, Mayotanaga Division. The operation also led to the arrest of a dozen suspected drug traffickers. Henry Tatoekambe completes that story from CRTV Far North.
In a major blow to drug trafficking in the region, the Gendarmerie Legion in the Far North has successfully seized a massive stockpile of Indian hemp, tramadol and other mind-altering substances from suspected traffickers. Colonel Joseph Desiringele, commander of the Far North Gendarmerie Legion.
After Muturwa and Mokolo, we are in Boha under the canopy of the same mission to track drug traffickers who are hindering children from staying in school. So, we thank the population for collaborating with us to give us good information.
The long-suffering inhabitants of this locality, who have endured the devastating consequences of these harmful drugs, are overjoyed with this arrest and have pledged to intensify their collaboration with the gendarmerie to eradicate this scourge once and for all. Pascal Valentin is a relieved resident of Bura.
We are so happy with this operation because these traffickers disturb us a lot. They take these drugs from Nigeria and bring it here and disturb us.
A comprehensive investigation has been launched to dismantle the entire criminal network, and those arrested have been paraded before the press and remain in custody. Marwa, Henry Datoigambi, CLTV.
And on to these press releases. The Minister of Finance, considering the significant interest observed in recent days regarding the filing of tax returns, hereby informs non-professional taxpayers subject to the annual personal income tax declaration that the deadline for submission has been extended to December 1st, 2024. Additionally, the Minister of Finance commends the numerous taxpayers who have already voluntarily fulfilled this tax obligation. The Minister of Finance further emphasizes that non-compliance with this filing obligation will result in the enforcement of penalties as stipulated in the Manual of Tax Procedures to further assist the concerned taxpayers in meeting their filing requirements. Dedicated support teams have been deployed at their respective tax offices and within the Directorate General of Taxation, along with an online assistance mechanism including a toll-free call center 8200, an electronic assistance platform help desk accessible via the homepage of the Directorate General Taxation's website www.support.harmony2.cm, a messaging service plus 237-691-881-881 specifically for taxpayers residing abroad. The Minister of Finance counts on the compliance of all. The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers, legal persons and legal arrangements that a nationwide awareness campaign to tax obligation relating to transparency and beneficial ownership will be organized from the 7th to the 29th of October 2024. The said tax obligations provided for by the 2023 Finance Law and in its text and of application is part of efforts to combat tax evasion and money laundering. As a result, an IT platform has been put in place by the Directorate General of Taxation to facilitate filing obligations by concerned taxpayers. Finally, the Minister of Finance invites the concerned taxpayers to massively attend seminars organized to this effect in order to fully benefit from this awareness campaign. The Minister of Finance counts on the participation of all. Signed, Louis Paul Motase, Minister of Finance. And on to this other press release from MTN. Gain time, pay tuition and examination fee in just a few seconds and in a very safe way. Dial *126*007# or go to miniscopy.cm, enter your matricule, pay and download your receipt. Momo is more, everything is more with Momo. And that's the package put together in this edition of the 7 p.m. news, in which you heard that President Paul Biya is back in the country after a fruitful diplomatic and private stay abroad. The head of state, in the company of his wife Chantal, were given a hero's welcome at the Simaleng International Airport upon arrival this evening. Amongst the top government officials to receive the president President of the Republic was the Minister of State, Secretary General of the Presidency, Ferdinand Gongo. The 7 p.m. news is a presentation of Elizabeth Mbombone Agbo.